1 Peter. We're on to 1 Peter 2 and we're going to be moving into 1 Peter 3. There are some sermons you really don't want to preach. And there are some sermons you really love to preach. And this is one of the ones we really love to preach because everyone loves this subject. This, in the NIV, is living godly lives in a pagan society. But even more exciting than that, it's all about submission. Who doesn't love a good bit of submission? It's brilliant, isn't it? We love it. What sort of images do you get when you think of submission? Marriage. Oh, good one. Being under the thumb. Bowing and scraping. Taking orders from someone that you really don't want to take orders from. Very humble, Monsieur Ireep. Weakness. That's what a lot of people think. It's all about weakness, submission. If you're following along, I'm reading from the NIV. The words will come up on the screen, but if you've got your Bibles with you, please follow along. Servants, in reverent fear of God, submit yourself to your master. Not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering. Excellent. Because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and enduring it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, it's commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He bore our sins in his body on a cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For you all were like sheep who have gone astray, but now you have returned to a shepherd and the overseer of our souls. Wives, in the same way, submit to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behaviour of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing of gold jewellery on fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner selves, an unfading beauty of gentle and a quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For that is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right, and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of a gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Submission. There's a lot in that passage. And I'm going to swap over to this mic because I can hear that this is already starting to crack and...
Hopefully you can hear me. One, two. Submission.
Is this on?
Yeah. Why is it such a hated word? For some people, submission is the worst thing that we could want. Submission. It goes against everything society teaches. Society says, look after number one, be strong, be independent. Don't let anyone do anything against you. If you want to get to the top of your job, you make sure that you beat the person above you up. You climb over them. You get to where you want to be. You don't submit, because submission is weakness. That's what society says. Our natural will, when someone tells us what to do, sometimes it's not very nice. It goes against my immediate need. To give, when you just come home from work, you just sit down, you just turn on the telly and the phone rings and you know it's someone that needs something. Oh, you don't want to submit to that. It goes against everything in a sinful world. That's why submission is such a difficult thing for us. But regardless of our own feelings, if this is what the Bible says, not just in this passage, but in so much of the Bible, we need to adjust our thinking to be in line with the Bible. Submission is a very important aspect of a Christian life, of Christian living. This passage points three major points. You're going to get a three-point sermon. Never normally do that. Submit in suffering. Submit in relationships. And submit in love. So let's look at the first one. Submit in suffering. Slaves or servants, submit to your masters. That's what your Bible says. But if you look at the word, it doesn't really mean slave as we would know it. It means a household servant or a domestic servant, a domestic helper, someone that would live in your house and do your housework, do your domestic chores. For many people, that was their job. So almost, if you want to put it in today's term, it would just be people who work, people who are slaves to their job, who go to work because they have to pay the bills. So when you read slaves and servants, think about if you're at work or if you've been at work. Slaves and servants. How many of us serve a boss at work that we don't really like? That we don't really think he knows what he's doing? But when he tells us to do something, we say, no, it's all right, I'm not going to do that. We don't like you, you're rubbish. You don't, you have to do it. You submit to your boss. Peter was writing to the Israelites who had horrible bosses. Most of the bosses that the Israelites had were not Christian, were not people who believed in the word, as it was said in that day. They would have been harsh, they would have beaten the servants if they got something wrong. And they would still have had to have suffered and submitted. Because they couldn't just call their union and say, this bloke beat me up, or gone to another boss, because he would have probably been just as good or just as bad as the one he had. It was common practice to be beaten. So in their suffering, Peter said, you need to submit to your boss. You need to submit to your master. But submit so that he notices that you are different. As I said, how many of us are slaves to our job? How many of us go to work because we must? Do we feel that we like accepting submission? That we like accepting punishment when we've done something wrong? But how much more do we like it when we get told off for doing something that we haven't done wrong? Unjust punishment. If someone said, brought you into their office and brought you over the coals for something that you didn't do, would you protest? Would you protest your innocence and point the finger at someone else? Jesus says that we should accept unjust punishment. That doesn't mean we should be a doormat. That doesn't mean we never get our own way. And that doesn't mean we always have to agree with everything everyone says and become a yes man. But it does mean that we have to be different from everyone else. In your workplace, where you used to work or where you work now, do people notice there's something different about you? Because they should. Peter goes on to talk about a very familiar passage, Isaiah 53. He was punished for us, yet there was no deceit found in him. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, yet he didn't open his mouth. He carried our sins, not his. He carried our sins and took our place. If there was a cause for unjust punishment, Jesus is the ultimate example. And we have to follow his example. Everyone feel much better about submission now? It's fabulous! Peter called the Israelites to be the same, to do the actions that Christ did, to bring glory to God in their actions. And we too are called to bear injustice. We're called to be Christ to the people who don't yet know Christ and to be different to those people. Submission in suffering. Submission in relationships. Now we get to the horrible bit. Politically incorrectness. I hope it's not being taped because we're going to get shut down if we start professing that women should do other things that men shouldn't do because it's wrong. Wives, submit to your husbands. How many people like that verse? I do! All the men's hands go up, I saw that. Can anyone see an error with what's up there? Wives, submit to your husbands. Can anyone see an error? Oh! There's a full stop on the end. Wives, submit to your husbands is not a sentence on its own. It's taken out of context. It's used and abused mainly by husbands. Very sorry to say. Wives, submit to your husbands is not a full sentence. It's said three times in the Bible. It's said in Ephesians 5:22 and Colossians 3:18 and here in 1 Peter. But it always has something following it. In Colossians and Ephesians, it says, wives, submit to your husbands as you do to the Lord, or as is fitting to the Lord. Now, if a husband says, submit to me, do you think that's the way God would talk? Do you think that's the way God would desire you to submit? It's not that kind of submission. But here in Peter, it's completely different. It says, wives, submit to your husbands who don't believe in the word, who don't believe in the way of Christians, so that they will see something different in you and that Christ will have the glory. It was to win their husbands over in love, not so that they become doormats and servants to their wicked and horrible husbands. Wives, submit to your husbands as you would submit to God. Beauty is within. Another politically incorrect statement coming up. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as elaborate hairstyles, wearing of gold jewellery or fine makeup and fine clothes. Many Christians, even now, feel that it's wrong to have jewellery and makeup on women going out. Some Christians frown upon it because of this statement, but this is not how it was meant. A beauty that comes from the inside is a quiet and peaceful spirit. A spirit that loves, a spirit that gives, a spirit that desires to show the husband the love of Christ in them. This is not about being a doormat. A beauty that comes from within. Real beauty is an attitude of a heart, an attitude that gives the attitude of Christ. Unfortunately, this is not just for wives. There's always a bit afterwards about what husbands have to do as well and what men have to do. The reason that wives submit to your husband is so out of place with that full stop is because it's not right, because it always is followed by husbands, what they must do. Submission in a relationship must be both ways. Whether it's a husband and wife, daughter and mother, daughter and father, or us and God. God has already submitted to us in his life and in his death, and we ought to submit to him as well. In this politically incorrect part, I get really frustrated when I hear people say men and women are equal, because we're not equal. Men and women are not equal. Equal means the same. We have been beautifully made differently. Men and women are different and complementary. We are of equal worth and of equal value, but we're not the same. We are very different. Wives submitting to your husbands must come with husbands respecting and loving their wife, because we are equally valued, equally loved, and Christ equally died for us all. Let me come to the third point. Submission, submit in love. Submission is done in love and not in fear. It's done in obedience and not enforced. What's the point of enforced submission? You're just a tyrant. We should submit in obedience to what Christ has told us to do. Submission is freeing and is not a burden. If we submit to Christ, then we give over the responsibility for what happens to Christ, and he will gladly take it. When Peter wrote to the Israelites, he gave them a command to submit, to not be the same as the people around them, to not be the same as non-Christians. And when you look through the Bible says over and over and over again that we have to do the same. If the person that sits next to you at work is not a Christian and they look the same as you, then you're doing something wrong. You need to be different in your workplace. You need to be different in the shops. You need to be different in the places that you are, in the people that you are, because of your nature that is Christ-like. Submission in love, the way Christ submitted to us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, the idea of submitting can be seen as a weakness, can be seen as something that is horrible because it's not what we want to do. But we know from your word, Lord, that this is what you call us to do, to submit our will over to yours, that your will be preferred in our life, that we will do what you ask us to do out of obedience, out of love, and out of a knowledge that your way is better and far more appropriate than our way is. Help us be different to the people that we see every day. Help us be different to our neighbour. different to our work colleagues, that they will see something amazing in us, that they will see your nature in us. Amen.